Imagine for a moment a light switch in your home. Simple, right? Click on, click off. Now imagine if each switch controlled not just the lights, but your emotions and perception. Sounds like something out of a futuristic novel, right? But it's closer to reality than you might think. The HTR1A and HTR2A genes are switches that control the flow of serotonin. And by understanding what genetic variants you carry, you can actually help control these switches, for lack of a better term.
Say what?
Decreasing your anxiety and increasing your overall mood.
Welcome to the Joe Cohen Show. Join me as I share my experience with biohacking and invite top health experts to explore the latest technology, supplements, research, and resources for optimizing your body and brain.
Let's start with the HTR1A gene. The HTR1A gene is responsible for producing the 5-HT1A serotonin receptors. These receptors play a multifaceted role in serotonin signaling, which is crucial for many brain and bodily functions. So let's dive deeper into the mechanisms and implications of how this receptor operates within the brain. So the brain uses a vast network of neurons to communicate, and these neurons interact at junctions called synapses. At each synapse, a presynaptic neuron releases neurotransmitters that are detected by receptors on a postsynaptic neuron. In the context of serotonin signaling, both neurons involved in this communication can possess 5-HT1A receptors, but the roles differ significantly depending on their location. So postsynaptic 5-HT1A receptors are located on the neuron that receives the serotonin signal. When activated, these receptors generally produce pretty beneficial effects such as enhancing mood and reducing anxiety. They help you modulate various physiological responses, supporting functions related to mood regulation, stress response, and overall mental well-being. Now, presynaptic 5-HT1A receptors are situated on the neuron that releases the serotonin. Their primary role is to regulate the amount of serotonin released into the synaptic cleft. When these receptors are activated, they typically inhibit further release of serotonin. This regulatory mechanism is crucial for maintaining balanced serotonin levels with the brain. Overactivation can lead to a decrease in overall serotonin availability, which might negatively affect your mood and contribute to symptoms of depression. The most widely investigated HTR1A variant is the SNP RS6295. Its minor C allele leads to higher expression of 5-HT1A located in the presynaptic and a lower expression of postsynaptic receptors, which decreases overall activity in the serotonin neurons. So this variant has been associated with a lot of negative effects, like decreased self-awareness or emotional intelligence, decreased comfort with close relationships, and lower odds of being in a romantic relationship. Higher susceptibility to anxiety and depression from stressful events, increased impulsiveness and aggression, higher odds of ADHD, impaired working memory in premenstrual women, and increased pain reception in response to intense stimuli. Now let's talk about the HTR2A gene, which codes for the 5-HT2A receptor, another type of serotonin receptor that plays a significant role in both the central nervous system and various peripheral systems. The function and distribution of these receptors contribute to their broad influence on physiological and psychological processes. So unlike the 5-HT1A receptors, the 5-HT2A receptors are widely distributed across various parts of the body, like the brain cells. In the brain, they're particularly concentrated in regions like the prefrontal cortex, amygdala, and the hippocampus, which are crucial for higher cognitive functions like learning, memory, and emotional regulation. They're also found in the platelets, where serotonin regulates blood clotting and vasoconstriction, in the heart and joints, where they influence cardiovascular function and potentially joint biology, in the immune cells, where they impact inflammation and immune response, and in the vagus nerve, which influences gut motility and secretion, as well as a host of other parasympathetic responses. So in the brain specifically, the 5-HT2A receptors have been implicated in a lot of neuropsychological functions and disorders. This is particularly evident in their high density in the prefrontal cortex and the hippocampus, which again, areas that are key to cognitive processes and emotional regulation. The activity of these receptors is thought to also follow circadian rhythms, implying that they become more or less active at different times during the 24-hour cycle. The circadian modulation might explain variations in mood, alertness, and other physiological responses throughout the day. So with all that being said, the 5-HT2A receptors are involved in a lot of various critical functions. We talked about mood and emotion, sleep. They're involved also in movement. It affects motor control and coordination, appetite and digestion, reproductive health, a whole host of critical functions. So the most widely investigated variant is the SNP-RS6313, and its minor A allele increases the number of active receptors. This variant has been associated with an increased risk of chronic pain and panic disorders, but it may be protective against IBS, fatigue disorders like chronic fatigue syndrome, and headaches. Another well-researched variant is the SNP-RS6311. Its minor T variant is usually inherited together with the A variant of the RS6313, and also increases the number of active 5-HT2A receptors. This variant has been associated with increased odds of chronic pain, greater depressive symptoms, and increased risk of IBS. However, it's protective against headaches and rheumatoid arthritis. Finally, two variants believed to impair serotonin signaling, the A at RS7322347 and C at RS7984966, have been associated with an increased risk of ADHD. So you can tell from these variants that excess serotonin doesn't necessarily mean it's a good thing, and too little serotonin is also not a good thing. So the best way to regulate your mood is through balanced serotonin levels. And if you understand what genetic variants you carry, you can implement diet, lifestyle, and supplements into your life to take control of your serotonin levels, essentially making you the person responsible for your serotonin light switch, turning it on and off. At Self-Decode, we have the biohacker reports for both the HTR1A gene and the HTR2A gene, as well as reports for serotonin, for mood, for anxiety, and a bunch of other mental health issues that you'd like to solve. So I hope you enjoyed this quick segment of snippets. And if you're interested in diving into more detail about other important genes, please follow The Joe Cohen Show on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever else you get your daily dose of podcasts.
67% of listeners aren't following the show, so please don't forget to show your support by hitting the follow button now. You'll not only be supporting the show, but also investing in yourself and your health journey, all while helping to keep us ad-free.